Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Thank you, Whistle. Yeah, I casually mentioned that I was eating Tide Pods this weekend. I saw story after story this weekend, that Tide Pod challenge thing
Trouble.
Going on. No, it's not. No, it's not, Brady. I highly encourage it. If you're so stupid as to eat what's over the washer and you think it's a fun game, let's thin the herd a little bit. Let's stop telling these kids that that's... I mean, it's bad for you. It's all over the place bad for you. You know that.
It's on the package.
It's everywhere. You know it's bad for you. You wouldn't be filming it. You know it's a risk, or you wouldn't be putting it on Facebook because you're not doing it with waffles.
You're not doing it to go, hey, you did it.
Look, I ate something that's completely harmless. It's not a video. So you know what you're doing. I don't want any more videos or news stories about these people that are doing that. If your kids eat Tide Pods... it's because you have idiot kids, and I'm all for it at this point. I never would have guessed that this would have been something that people were that dumb.
I heard the numbers on it last week, and it didn't reflect how the media is portraying it or the kids doing the challenge, because they listed how many deaths. I think it was like 57. Maybe it's more than that.
That's
but
pretty high.
That's a lot higher than I would have thought it would.
Young, then they broke it down. It was older people and really young kids.
So everybody?
No, it wasn't the the college challenge or the high school or junior high where they're
children and
there was nine teens or something like that out of that.
So who's dying?
It's more the elderly and the really young kids.
The elderly are involved in the Tide Pod challenge.
Yeah, because they think it's they're not in the challenge.
They're just eating them.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they're old, but Brady, they're going to eat tax, and that's a different
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
They're not putting it on Facebook.
There's not a ton of people.
ABC News says 10.
They're not in the challenge so much as they are. Just these look delicious.
I know,
and
but
I'm
they
old.
Put them in that. They put them in that.
Well, the people dying.
Here's
from
what's
it.
People. But we're talking epidemic.
About
epidemic.
We're talking about the Tide Pod challenge. The Tide Pod challenge, where you film yourself eating Tide Pods, because somewhere in the news, old people were eating Tide Pods, and kids got the idea of they do look delicious. I got to hand
it to the
donut place that's making Tide Pod donut. They look they brought them to Fitz on Friday. I thought that was hilarious. And they look like little candies. But again, mom doesn't keep.
There's a headline.
Kentucky Poison Control says Tide Pod challenge and memes are nothing to laugh about. Right.
Well, Kentucky.
Right. Yeah. You've got a horrible
Oxymoron.
Heroin. Yeah. OxyClean. You've got a horrible heroin epidemic, Kentucky, so don't worry about it. There's going to be a lot more than Tide going down the gullets of your teens. But if you're eating Tide Pods and you're putting it on the screen as a challenge and you're laughing, okay. That's not society's problem. That's someone in the house needs to pay more attention to you. The Tide Pod challenge. Really? And it is kind of a thing. You know, I mean, you go back to the Tylenol death thing back in the 80s. There were 9 or 10 people that died from that. But it was scary because you didn't know how many more were going to eat Tylenol that was tainted. At least we didn't know.
Well, that was the problem. The problem is you didn't know who's going to, you know.
Well, that's my point. You didn't know. At that point, you didn't know. This, you're stuffing a Tide Pod in your mouth and laughing on a camera. I got no time for you. If you drop
I don't know
that,
what the challenge is. Go take the dry detergent and take a scoop of that and that for a challenge.
That's the point, though. It's called a challenge. The kids have named it a challenge because they know there's an inherent risk involved. Sometimes the Tide Pods win. I'm all for that. Sometimes the Tide Pods are going to kick your kid's ass. And if your kid's eating Tide Pods, it's not a challenge if there's no death possible. So there you go. Take that. You know, the Tide Pod challenge to me is just it's like the stand in the freeway challenge. We can't get up in arms at the end of Stand in the Freeway Challenge when cars start winning. If you eat detergent, there's a good chance you're going to gut yourself. I got no time for feeling sorry for that.
Across the nation, there are approximately 30 calls a day about children exposed to detergent pods.
Right.
Children meaning under 5.
Right. They're the ones who just think it's candy.
Right.
Tide might want to change the way those look. Tide maybe want to change the way, but for the most part, the Tide Pod challenge is what I'm talking about.
There's
plenty of people eating those things that don't know any different. That's different. But if you film yourself doing it and say, my name's Brandon, I'm a freshman at Oklahoma, I'm going to do the Tide Pod challenge. All right. Well, if your guts rot out, Brandon, or you have a reaction.
They got it covered.
Nope, no help
Tide
for you.
Tide had to tweet
Gronk,
about it.
Gronk's got it covered.
Gronk's on it.
Gronk is the spokesman
No.
Well, because he probably. No.
Yeah.
Don't eat Tide Pods, says Gronk.
You look like a guy that would eat a lot of Tide Pods.
Well, this is the perfect guy for our campaign. He looks a little bit mentally retarded.
I was going to say, I thought that's all they had him speak, but he actually does say something here at the
end. You can see that board meeting where the guy's kicked back in his chair, the CEO of Tide. Who out there is someone who would represent the look of a guy you'd say, now he eats Tide Pods? Oh, that's Rob Gronkowski. There's no... Oh, yes, yes, the Patriots idiot.
Perfect.
Perfect, yeah. Can we get him in a laundry room just saying no over and over? Do you think he could deliver that line? It's going to be an effort, but we'll try.
Let's not pay him and tell him it's for a great cause.
Yeah. He can be the next J.J. Watt. Raise $30 million for kids who have gutted themselves with Tide Pod detergent.
That's what he was saying after he got hit yesterday.
No. Hey, he got hit yesterday, and I don't know how you do a concussion test on Rob Gronkowski, because what's the difference? Rob, do you know where you are? No way, man, party! Oh, this is the same as you were before the game.
Wow!
No. Not going to eat any Tide Pods. He said this right before kickoff, too. He's fine. You can't concuss the brainless. So good luck. He didn't. He had a concussion, or at least that NFL said so. I was shocked at. But yeah, Tide Pod Challenge. I'm not talking about people who accidentally eat them or think they're candy. Anybody who rolls camera and goes on screen and says, this is the challenge, when it obliterates your insides, I got no time for you. I got no sympathy or sadness for that. A little kid that eats it thinking it's candy, an old lady who's lost her mind and chows down on a Tide Pod or maybe is committing suicide and thinks this is the best way to do it. These look delicious. Those are accidents. That's an accident. Tide Pod accident is not something the internet's going crazy over. Tide Pod challenge, your kids are morons. And if 10 are dead, how many have done it and survived? That's the bigger question. Loads of them. Do you have to watch Alex around the Tide Pods?
No, thankfully we don't have Tide Pods
right.
in our home.
Is it because you know he'd eat them? Is he that?
I can't confirm or deny that, but I have a feeling that because he watches a lot of YouTube,
you'd have to
maybe,
worry.
Yeah, I'd have to have a discussion.
Then you're like, all right, no Tide Pods in the house. Doesn't that make you think maybe he goes to some friend's house who has Tide Pods and he gets a little more excited because he knows the exposure to Tide Pods at his house are limited?
I think if he were to do that, he would actually just more be a spectator of that person doing the Tide Pod challenge. And
you'd hope that's
try it.
True.
I'm hoping that's true,
of course.
So
you hope he watches a friend eat Tide Pods and learns his lesson. I
hope he's one step above.
I hope he's – I'll see how it goes for my pals, and then I'll try a Tide Pod. And when the kid starts frothing at the mouth, he runs away.
Maybe I should call him and say, hey, dude – do we need to discuss this?
You do, because they're idiots. They're idiots.
Yeah, you didn't discuss jumping out of a window.
That's right.
This is probably...
Again,
well, it wasn't a window, it was a balcony, but
and
yeah, you're right.
He was only like five at the time, right? Four or five?
Yeah, he was in kindergarten.
Okay.
You didn't think there'd be a need to.
There's a chance that a five-year-old doesn't understand he can't fly.
But I actually did say to him, literally seconds, get off of there before you fall over.
Ah.
So there was a warning.
You gave him
a
warning.
I did.
And he did not adhere to this.
And
should,
I turned my back to let the dog into the house and...
You didn't explain what that actually means, though.
Like, well, now he knows.
Yeah, now he knows. The hard way.
Right. And sometimes kids have to learn that way. With this Tide Pod challenge, they know it's a challenge. It's not the Tide Pod walk in the park. It's the Tide Pod challenge. Their friends know.
For Christ's sake, they're not watching that crap.
Yeah, they are.
They're watching
If I know about it, your kids seen like 20 of them.
Oh, they've seen.
I don't watch loads of YouTube, and I don't watch loads of like young people being retards.
It's all kids do. Now,
I know,
John. They don't watch regular TV,
but that's why they're a step ahead of you. They're watching stuff that you wouldn't imagine anybody be interested in. So they're thinking about it. Tide has to change those to little skull and crossbones. We'll just make it. Well, no matter what Tide does with these pods now to make them look more ominous, it's going to make them cooler. It's going to be the Fonzie of Tide Pods.
They're going to have to do something like what Geico did with that box. Hey, I'm with my brand new vlog. You know, that's all that YouTube is. Click like.
You know what
subscribe.
We should do? We should kill Logan Paul with Tide Pods.
Yes.
And let all those kids know this is no joke. In the suicide forest. That way we get rid of like two or three YouTube channels.
Irony.
That are pointless. Yeah. So the Tide Pod challenge, have a chat with your kid. But if your kid is so stupid he eats Tide Pods as an like on purpose, you were going to lose him some dumb way anyway. And that's one thing I got to hand it to the girls. Haven't seen any women eating the Tide Pods. Got to give it to them because you know what? A woman knows her way.
That cinnamon challenge.
A woman
though.
Knows her way around a laundry room.
Yeah,
it's not fun and games. It's work. They don't want to be in there. We're eating the Tide Pods.
Alex says he wouldn't do that.
Don't, Alex. He just texted you.
Yeah.
Said I won't eat Tide Pods, Dad.
Yeah.
Good boy.
You've raised such
a good
kid.
So you've had the talk through the radio.
Yes.
You're welcome. Once again, I break down that door of you and your son having that awkward talk of, are you retarded or not? Do I have a Gronk? Ask yourself that question today.
No, 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 no.
Do I have a Gronk? Well, you might have a Gronk. There's Gronks out there.
Might be a good thing we didn't have any Tide Pods in the house because Christopher is a Vikings fan and he did not have a good day yesterday.
He would have eaten some Tide Pods.
It was the first time that we've had to have the talk about breaking down. And
oh, he lost it.
Oh, yeah.
He lost his cork.
Yeah.
Sore loser type stuff or just a little bit embarrassed?
Tears?
Both. Oh, yeah.
Was Alex helping out by teasing him and running
away? No. I had to actually kind of mention.
Yeah, don't mess
with him. Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, he's not feeling good right now. Now, in fairness, when the Seahawks or Falcons last year, your kids' favorite teams, lost, did Christopher give him heat?
A little bit, but Christopher doesn't stay on it, though. Like, he mentions one thing usually and then moves on.
Then it's back face down in a bowl of Tide.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of these things. Yeah, I'm not talking about accidents. Challenge.
John,
You might have a Gronk.
I'd like you to check out my new video challenge, Fork in the Outlet.
Yes, that's a hell of a It's the same thing. And people will be like, well, some of those older folks put forks in the They've got what's called dementia. Now, if grandma is like,
all right, everybody, it's my YouTube channel. I'm going to shove a fork in an outlet. We're going to see what happens.
That's the challenge. She's doing it on purpose. Now, if grandma just wanders off into the wall and stuffs a fork in the outlet, oh my God.
That's not a challenge.
Poor lady. No, I'm not talking about the kids who did it accidental or the old people who did it. I'm talking about the ones who call it a game. Let them go. Let them have their Tide Pods. Like Brady said, it's 10 people. It's not going to be a lot, but it's just enough to get a few Gronks off our planet.
John, are we really at the point where Tide now has to make their pods look like cat turds?
Oh, no matter what they do now, it's going to be challenging because now they're going to be like, look, they made it look like poop. Because they think we won't eat them, but we will. I'm eating Tide poops.
And if your parents are older and they're still doing laundry, maybe change it up a little bit because it seems like the senior crew is the dementia.
Keep
the pods out of the house.
You're saying old people, you take away some of their independence by
making.
Same
thing.
Right.
No Tide Pods in the house.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you keep Tide Pods away from the old people, but you're saying old people shouldn't be allowed to do anything, which I can't disagree with, Brady.
What the hell are they doing stuff for?
You better start with your old man, then.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your old man.
I'm calling today and make sure there's no Tide Pods in the house.
Hey, Brady. hey, we're not going to make it out there next week. I chucked down about 6 of those Tide Pods today. They look like candy, and I'm old and not sure what's right and wrong anymore. Anyway, I got a load of detergent in my diaper right now. I got to get out of here.
Off the bridge.
Hi, Dad.
John, shouldn't Tide add something to their pods that if you eat them, you become sterile if you survive?
That's not a bad thing. But the first kid, it's the same as the Bible. Once they realize, hey, I've been banging this girl in the ass the whole time, I'm not a pillar of salt.
Then it'll, my Tide Pod.
Then they'll start eating Tide Pods like crazy just to prove that Tide lied. That's the whole point of Sodom and Gomorrah. One guy's like, dude, I've been banging this chick like mad, unmarried. Nothing's happening to me. I'm not a pillar of salt. I haven't been smoting. You can do it. And then the whole city's like, he's right. The Bible is garbage. And then they just banged each other until the Bible had to say, oh, we'll punish him later. It's the same thing if Tide all of a sudden made up a lie. It'll sterilize you, dummies. For a while, they'd buy it. And then the first dummy would eat it. One Gronk would pound a Tide Pod and go, I'm fine. I got 3 kids.
Maybe the Arizona Cardinals can do this in their search. Make everybody that comes in, they're interviewing so many people, have them do the Tide Pod Challenge. Right. Whoever survives is the best candidate.
Whoever eats it and just looks at him and goes, what else do you have in there? I eat Tide Pods for lunch.
Keep them coming.
Wow. You're hired.
You win.
We're going to give you a 5-year deal.
The next Cardinals head coach is, unfortunately, Steven Seagal. He can't be killed.
I don't know much about football, but I eat Tide Pods. I got the job.
Anyway.
Retail's on it, John. It's a little bit late.
Retailers lock up forbidden fruit, and you're just making it more desirable. Right. You have to stop making Tide Pods.
So now the lady with 4 kids in tow has to wait for you to get the keys.
Right, like a meth addict.
To Tide Pods.
Because her little zombies can't keep their hands off of it.
Can you imagine Tide right now? People are just flying off the shelves.
Tide might be thrilled by it. Now, bigger. Too big for you to eat.
Oh, yeah?
It was all about saving space. Now they got to make giant pods.
Yeah. Tide Pod XL. It doesn't fit in anyone's mouth.
I'll show you.
Anyway. You know what I got to hand it to, though? Once again, blacks and Mexicans. You never hear about them eating Tide Pods at the laundromat. It's always just dumb white rich kids eating Tide Pods. I haven't seen anything. True. Haven't seen anything else. Bored white rich kids. Tide Pod challenge. I hope it kills you. Why the news is saying this is bad is beyond me. It's beyond me. Got a kid eating Tide Pods? I want him gone. He isn't helping the world. I did a lot of dumb stuff, but if anybody ever... Yeah. I mean, when Grant, my buddy Grant Steinbuggy, took apart the air conditioner outside Tony Roma's...
Steinbuggy. Oh.
Started to suck out all the stuff in an HVAC unit just because it was...
Freon.
You do it. Absolutely not, Grant. No. And I'm not going to stop you from doing it because it's neat, but you're going to die from something like that.
Your eyes are milky.
Yeah. Check it out, Holmberg. Watch. It's back, man. It's awesome. It's like reverse helium. You do it. Put the air conditioner back together, Grant. That was neat for a second.
Wait until they discover the Downy fabric softener, cocoa flavor.
When they start making little, like, chocolate egg Downies. We're getting killed by these Tide people. They made their detergent look like food, and America will eat anything. You put a little sugar or some cheese on it, America will pound it.
Tide hoagies.
Tide ranch dressing flavor. Wait a minute. You guys are admitting it's food now. Anyway, idiots, all of you, freaking morons. I got an email from somebody that I got two. One of the guys is David Endress, who emails us all the time, who said, dude, you've got to consider that Jody Arias contest you were talking about Friday. My family and I were obsessed over that case. We have merchandise, books, bags, you name it. I don't know, they sold
bags.
Wow. Said, lawsuits aside, we have lots of ideas, so let us know. Yeah, they wanted to merchandise it. A girl emailed me, and she said that she was trying to get a picture of her friend who everybody says she looks just like Jody Arias, to the point where she actually changed her hair. She's like, I'm not going to – but Jody's blonde and brunette. So this girl's trying to have, like, different hair than Jody Arias, but people are like, you look just like Jody Arias. She's like, I tried to send you a picture. I couldn't get a good one. I want to be in on the Jody Arias contest. My friend doesn't listen, so talking her into this is going to be hard since she hates Jody Arias so much. What's Larry look like? Well, what we were going to do there, because it was brought to us on the Fireside Chats by a listener, says we should have a Jody Arias look-alike contest dating game for Larry, because Larry's obsessed with Jody Arias. Like, he loves her. I went in there the other day. He's looking at naked pictures of her, or trying to. I had to show him where to go because he was afraid to take a safe search off his
Does
computer.
It have to be a dating contest? Because I think less people will get in. Like, we just make it somewhere you win a prize. Well,
that's what I told her, actually.
And you could go with Larry on a
Larry
date?
As the prize is going to make people not. Yeah. Sorry, Larry, you're not.
We have to pump this up a little bit.
We have to make it like...
VIP to U-Fest.
Right.
All this. We need some prizes involved.
Poor girl.
There
like,
is
how about a trip back to Humboldt County, where Jody's from? That's like a nice spot in California. There's a lot of weed.
It's true.
So we give a Jody Arias girl a trip. We have to give away something.
There is merchandise. This is a Travis Alexander mug.
Oh, my God, a justice. Well, that's a good thing.
Well, read it. It's not so.
I survived the 2001 Arias. Does that say one?
Jody Arias murder trial.
Murder trial. And all I got was this lousy T-shirt and an unnatural fear.
Tootsie Rolls, Pop Rocks, phone sex, gas cans, Walmart, Starbucks, oral sex, Spider-Man, facials, and photography. Yeah. And most importantly, justice for Travis.
That's right. Wow, Larry, that's nice. You got to get justice for Travis. But Larry is not into Jody Arias' actions as much as he is the way she looks. Like, she's his type. Eliminate all of the actions in her life, and Larry would have been into that. So the guy came up with the idea for a Jody Arias lookalike. Dating concept, but that's what we both said, and then Eric is right. Larry's no prize. We can't.
You didn't get any pictures over the weekend, Toledo?
I mean, let's be honest. The girl who looks like Jody Arias is
actually
hot.
Hold on.
She'd be kind of a cute girl, so we can't just
kill.
Yeah, we can't just say Larry's your prize. This is a girl who's deserving of Larry plus something. Like, you have to go to this stuff with Larry.
I don't know if we can make people do that.
Yes, you can.
Can we?
Yes, you can.
Yes, I'm fairly certain.
You make them do it or they get nothing. That's the way we have to do this.
That's why the contest is
for running. Larry's sake, can you imagine if Larry'd kill himself if a Jody Arias lookalike said, I'll take the prize, but I'm not going with
How
you.
About we like let them bring somebody else?
Oh, yeah, no, they can bring. We'll give them two
Larry
tickets,
gets
but
a
you
little
have,
weird.
Larry has to be with you for a while.
All right.
I'm not saying they have to do it solo. Let you bring your buddy or your husband. I don't care.
The three of you can go on a picnic.
I got
right.
I got one picture on Friday.
From a guy named DK Green.
Does he look like Jody Arias? Yes, he does. DK, I don't think that's going to work out. It's just
it's good hair.
Yeah.
He's got the eyes.
He's got crazy eyes.
Yeah.
The beard's a little heavy.
Yeah, we might have to do something about that.
It's a great idea. And for Valentine's Day, a dating game with Larry and whoever you want to bring. You can be a married lady. We'll give you a great prize, but Larry has to be with you. And, like, we'll do one set of prom pictures so Larry can put it on his wall and stuff.
Boutonnieres and corsages.
It's going to be Larry's blue tuxedo, and you're going to be all gowned out. It's going to be weird, but it's going to be Larry and his dream date with Jody Arias has to occur. It's got that new special that's running on Sunday nights about Jody Arias. Larry is into it. And he said something. Larry is so goddamn funny. I wish you guys knew that. He sat in his office the other day, and he's like, wouldn't it have been awesome to be on this jury? I'm like, yeah, I like trials. He goes, not for that. They had to sit and listen to all the sex recordings that she left on his machine. And, like, they had all the recordings because they recorded and kept their phone sex. And they had it as evidence in the trial. And they did, the jury. And I'm like, that's what you'd have gotten out of that as a jury member is, this is so hot. I mean, there's a man
deliberations
who got murdered.
Larry would
murdered
be a little
Larry. You're a touch distracted by what you're supposed to be focused on. Oh, my God. Oh, that's the part where she had an orgasm. Oh. And it's just because he's, you know, enough time removed. He's not attached to the case. He's being insensitive to the end game. But she's hot.
Man.
So if you do look a little like Jody Arias, and you'd be interested in you and a chaperone taking Larry out with you one night, we'll get you a bunch of stuff. We don't have anything lined up because we don't have any Jodies. We need Jodies.
Yeah. My wife kind of looks like her.
She's a little Jody Arias to her. She doesn't have crazy face, though. She's got like a real sweet, tender, like, hi. You've probably seen it, but I have not seen Lisa's crazy face.
Would she like to picnic with Larry?
Probably.
Fun.
Would she like to be chained to a tree? And
absolutely.
And pop rocks in her butt? I will say that. When I heard pop rocks in those parts, I'm like, that's an interesting idea I've never thought of. Pop rocks in your butt. I might try that someday. I learned this from the Jody Arias trial. Don't kill anyone, and pop rocks in your butt kind of feel neat. Those are my takeaways. And they're strong takeaways. Anyway, anything to distract us from the fact that the Eagles and Patriots are going to be playing in the Super Bowl in a couple weeks. Come on, Eagles. I got to deal with Philly fans. Well, we just talked about last week. It's like there's four cities of people you don't want to tolerate. New York, Philly, Boston. What was the other one? There's one more. Well, they always announce where they're from after they're done. Those are the three bigs, though.
Jersey.
There it is. It's a whole state. I'm from Philly.
It is funny. One of our big listeners, Joey from New York.
Yeah.
He just came back, too.
I know. But he calls himself. We didn't nickname him that.
No, he said it.
I'm Joey from New York. Really? I'd have never guessed, Joey. you know. What are you mooks up to? Oh, mooks. That's pure New York. I'm from Philly. Let's get a water ice. It's none of it. You're intolerable. But now I'm on your side, Philly fans. Jimmy from Philly, I'm with you. Go Nick Foles. I got it all riding on Nick Foles.
Hey, if he could do it to the Vikings defense, he could do it to the Patriots.
True. The Vikings do have a better defense than the Patriots. That's a fact. Patriots defense just comes up big when it matters.
Just plan on playing a team that's going to be flawless on either side of the ball.
You're not.
No mistakes.
You're not going to.
That's how you prep.
Don't ever look at a referee and say holding or they'll flag you for complaining. It's just they were flawless yesterday, and it's one of the few times that look the flags this year in football. That thing that went on in Dallas when Jerry Jones was bitching at Roger Goodell, and they had the big fight going on. People were saying Jerry wants Roger out. I don't know if you saw the stat. The Cowboys went through a 7-game stretch, 33 quarters, while that was going on, where no one held against. Like, the opposition never got flagged for holding. And 33 quarters of perfect football by 7 different teams. Not one holding call went the Cowboys' way. And it just coincided with Roger Goodell being told by Jerry Jones, you're incompetent and you may be voted out. And I may be the guy that leads that while they fought over Ezekiel Elliott. very stern. I'm not a Cowboy fan by any stretch of the imagination. But that's an awful long time to not be a coincidence. That's a, it's just, hey, man, your boys are just being played perfect every week. Now, every team that played them subsequently had holds in the games before and after. So they were only perfect against the Cowboys, and seven teams did it for 33 straight quarters. After the game, before the game, they went right back to their holding ways, but found a way during the Cowboys stretch, all seven in a row. You kind of have to lean towards the idea that maybe there's some suggestions going on from the top down about screwing teams. I don't think it'll. I don't think you can change the outcomes of games drastically. But if you're not calling holding ever, on what, it's admitted that it could be called on every play, something's going on. So this year, it's fitting that there's a championship game with zero penalties. It's pretty impressive. Got to hand it to them. They're just well coached.
Let alone watching some of the replays, not only the holds, but just the hands and the face or pushing up face masks.
The jersey tugs and I thought that. Well, all right. Well, I guess we're not calling that today.
I'll give you all the penalty stuff. The Jags had a chance to win.
Oh, they could have won the game. They could have won a game.
They were up. Their defense, the best part of their team, had a shot to stop them.
And like I said, you know, it's not going to drastically change the outcome of the game. But boy, is it suspicious when you start looking at a team that doesn't get one flag thrown on them. Not one. Not to say that they wouldn't have just overcome it. It doesn't make it so the game's different. It's the way that team always seems to win. There's always that one statistic you look at and you're
They're going to have a 62-yard in penalties and drive.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to balance.
It'll happen one time during that game, probably.
Well, there was the part during the Titans game where the Titans had 83 yards in penalties and the Patriots had 5.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the game when it was a blowout, they got nickeled and dimed on holding calls and everything. So in the final stat sheet, it looked kind of even. I think it was 10-7 or something like that in penalties. Maybe a little less than that. I don't remember. But it was pretty close. Patriots-Eagles. And the world said, yuck. What are you going to do? Kind of makes you wish those Tide laundry pods tasted better. Maybe not so bad. This guy says, I agree, John. Let those kids eat the Tide pods. In fact, let's have some antifreeze laying around the house and see if they can do that challenge, too. Let's get rid of the dumb ones. It's time. Let's start telling them that the world is a video game. And if you eat the right brand of laundry pod, you get special powers. Gain, Snuggle, Arm & Hammer, Honest, All. They all have different powers. It's up to you to determine how it affects you. We'll get rid of the dumb ones.
Some young go-getter on Kickstarter has already started a...
multivitamin Vitapods.
Shaped like Tide Pods.
And they're just vitamins?
Yep.
It's not going to... So you know what happened with those? They're going to throw them in the laundry.
Exactly.
People are going to think... And they're going to have sticky laundry. Sticky gooey Vitapod laundry. What's going on? I got stains all over my
shirts. Hoping to raise $5,000.
To do Vitapods. They look like Tide Pods, but they're not. Well, there you go. Again, let's get rid of the Gronks. The world needs less Gronks. We've got too many of them. And Gronks eat Tide Pods. I mean, could they have gotten a more perfect guy for that job? What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there?
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in the new year, get in touch with us. We want to be your real estate agent, ELOteam.com. We got Faith No More up here, Midlife Crisis, Motorhead, Born to Raise Hell, Slipknot, Psychosocial, Mastodon, Fear Factory, Replica, Ministry, Jesus Built My Hot Rod. What strikes your fancy?
Always like
Brady, what do you want to hear?
I was
coming
like
off
Brady
the Barrett Jackson. Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
All right, we'll do
that. Watched a lot of that this week.
And you have a Mexican response to why this.
Two reasons Mexican families don't have to worry about Tide Pods. Well, first off, it's Tide.
Yeah.
So they could do the generic pod challenge. He says, pods are expensive and our parents would never spend that much. Fabuloso doesn't make pods. But if they did, you guys still wouldn't eat them.
Did you guys go to Barrett Jackson at all?
No, I watched they have it on Discovery Channel, the whole auction. Man, some of those cars. I'm not a car guy, but man, some of those things are neat. They had a 1914 Rolls Royce that was just ridiculous looking. And I'm like, well, it would be cool. But you can't ever drive it or do it. It's just got to sit. And then they have the reserves on them at like $1,000,001. So you sit and watch an auction. If it doesn't make it, it doesn't matter. Nothing happened. They had some of the coolest cars I've seen in a long time.
1914.
1914. One of the first cars, and it happened to be the Rolls Royce.
Still got to crank that thing?
Yeah. Had a crank start. It was pretty neat. And the crank start had a gold band on it, so the crank didn't just whip around.
Ooh.
It was beautiful. It was stunning. And it was just, I think it went for like $1.3 million. It was awesome looking. And, yeah, some of those cars were incredible. Incredible.
3 minutes a car. And it's actually less than that, but that's,
oh, yeah.
They tell you that when you sign up, your car's on the block for 3 minutes.
Yep.
Imagine, and I think, I forget the percentage that they get, but you're churning and burning the cars. The money.
I would love to throw my, just for no reason, because you could, is just go up there and go, throw my Jeep on the line. It's like a 70,000 mile 2013 Jeep Rubicon with a few bells and whistles that have been added on, a nice worn wench in the front.
True?
We'll
true?
Start the bidding at $24,000.
Is this really happening?
What's happening? Why is this guy selling his Jeep up there?
I don't know, but I feel duped. I'll bid.
$24,000 is a great price on this, sir. $24,000. Get up to like $31,000, which is what I'd sell on eBay. It just kills that whole process of dealing with people.
Maybe your name can boost it.
No.
Who? Local DJ,
local
John
Holmberg. All these guys are from like Michigan. Who's
I know.
It's a disc jockey's Jeep. Got a 1968 GTO coming up next that Steve McQueen used to jerk off in. Why do I want to? It has some stains on it from a protein shake that spilled all over the passenger seat. I've yet to scrub those out. It'll come out. I'm not worried about it.
The guy I know sold his electric Ferrari, that 308, yeah. You know, with the Tesla.
I saw that thing. It's pretty cool.
$77,000.
Yeah. I thought it would go for more.
I thought it would too.
But it was the 78. And it was hybrid also. I watched that one go up. And the problem with that one is he's got the Italian flag as pinstriping around it, and it's ugly. It was a hideous body. I'm like, oh, I think this is Brady's buddy, but he's got all this Italian stuff on it, and it's horrendous. It's brown on gold with an Italian flag down the center, and it's hideous. And I thought it would go for a ton more, but I'm like, they don't go for that much because a 308 is hard to come by.
He says we went 35% over there.
Yeah. Well, he didn't, because 308s aren't that expensive.
Yeah.
Old used 308, it's the Magnum PI car. You're not going to, if they're not crazy hard to come by, but he modified the tar out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that thing, I was like, man, I thought it would go at least for 100. Like, I thought some sloppy Dago would want an Italian flag Ferrari. That would be like his dream come true, but they weren't there. I saw, you know, just no oily arm whip went up. No! And I can't understand auction. I'm not smart enough to be at an auction. They go so fast. I think he said 85,000. I don't know. I told Megan there was a couple of them. I'd be like, that's 40 grand. I'd bid on that. I'd make that on the off chance. And then the thing goes, it jumps up to like 180 in a second. I'm like, why did we start at 40? Why did
it's
we do
snagged
that?
It's 40 for a little bit. Then it's a $20,000.
Yeah, somebody throws a huge bomb on it.
I saw one at 100.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, 100, 120.
Yeah, and then it jumps.
Wait a minute,
like
that was their increments?
No.
No,
it just happened that way.
The auctioneer will also say no to you. Because there was one that was going for 165. I'm watching. It's like, 165, 165, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170, 170. The guy goes, 171. No. 175, 175, 175, 175, 175. He wouldn't take it because if you didn't go up the way he wanted you to. So then one guy's like,
it's going
to
hang there too.
Wow.
We had the bid was like at 191 or 195 or something like that. And the guy goes, 197. No, sir. 195. Still holding 195. 200, 210. 210.
People pay for this privilege.
Didn't matter.
To be told
like, I'm not telling. You're not jumping
early
me.
Early on, they might take 1,000.
Yeah. I'm in charge here.
You're not jumping 1,000 bumps. I'm the barber.
Not when there's a 30 seconds left on the auction.
Right. He's like, screw that. Not for $1,000. And then you get some jackass that wants to bid a dollar. I'm not playing that game. You follow my lead.
Wow.
I'm leading this dance. It was awesome. No. That was the only time I ever understood it. 165, 165, 165, 165, 165, 165, 165.
166.
No. 167, 167, 167. What the hell? He just told that guy no.
That's how you take control.
Clear as a bell. It's the only time I understood him. Get a Porsche 914. Stop the bidding. 100, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 110, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120, 120,
120. I'm going to only do it to no black people. 120, 120, 120. I'm going to 120, 120. I don't want to do it to black people, no brown people. None of that going to happen around here.
Whitey, my name's Whitey. Clyde.
123.
123 from the white man. We're going to go with that one. 123, 125, 125.
I had 124.
No, 125. Looking at all white people.
You like, get that guy for our golf event.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, because I ain't doing it.
If I do, I'll do it like that, and people are like, what's happening? Hey, give me $5.
I'll go $15.
And then I'll just point to a client that I know has got a lot of money and go, so, $1,200.
I didn't even bid.
It's a baseball. It's a A.J. Pollock signed it. This is not worth $1,200. Sold. Quiet down. I could do it, but I have no idea what I'm saying. And they always say a good auctioneer, will, like on a, if it's a $100,000 item, will get you an extra $20,000. Wow. A bad auctioneer won't get you that stuff. We were dealing with that when I was
Yeah, if he's not taking bids, of course he will.
This charity thing I'm dealing with, they didn't want to pay the auctioneer. I'm not doing that. But they want, and the guy planning it said a good auctioneer will get you tons more for because a bad one just wants to get through it.
How much does it cost?
Huh? Well, they're not cheap. I was surprised. Like the one dude wanted 2 hours is like $40,000 for him. He's a super.
Shut up.
This is a big deal though.
$40,000. You're crazy.
No, this is a big deal. He's there all day.
And you get a half hour of comedy.
No, yeah, he's there all day. He knows the docket up and down. He knows every detail of every item on a really good one knows it. And he's studied the whole week.
Studies the W-2s that are there.
Yeah, so he'll do like 2 hours of auctioneering.
Knows who to point to if it doesn't hear anything.
But he is a mother effer. I mean, they're expensive. A really top-notch one. For events like this. I mean, you could get a guy for your like kid's backyard party for $100. Right. But I'm talking about like a real event. That Bear Jackson guy, I don't know what he got, but I bet you it's six figures easy. Easy. Because he's a superstar who they'll travel his ass. They'll send him to places. He's not just some guy's Wisconsin. No! And it worked. Because then the guy's like, 170. He's right. I was being cheap. That's right.
He should slide insults in there. No, cheap ass.
No, juju. All right, 180, 180, 180, 180. Your wife looks like a whore. 180, 180, 180, 180, 180.
What the hell?
180. Looks like you're saving money for plastic surgery for her beak. She's got quite a beak on her. 180, 180, 180, 180.
What kind of shirt are you wearing?
That would be awesome.
Evidently, you'd like to save money. That's why you shop at Kohl's. 180, 180, 185, 185.
What the hell, man?
Okay.
190, dick. I don't shop at Kohl's.
There you go.
No.
Guy from Kohl's, 190, 195. Any man willing to pay 195 and dress like that would pay 200. 200 is the bid. Jesus Christ, this guy's fleecing us.
That would work.
Yeah, it would work.
I got 175 from Screech.
That's all you'd have to do in the front row. All right, 175 from the Virgin right here. 175 from the Virgin, 175, 180, 185, 185, 185. Get the Virgin still holding at 175. Never going to get laid. Spending all the money on beer. 200 over here.
What the?
The mildly mentally retarded man. 200, 200, 200.
Looks like I'm being left out. 205.
Easter Island wants 205.
Yeah, people want him to roast them, so they bid high.
It's an auctioneer's roast.
Look, dumb as drunk. Dumb as drunk.
Wow. Honey, raise your hand.
Okay.
Oh, it'd be fun.
That would be a blast. I think I could do the roast auctioneer. It would be a pretty sweet character. Wow. Anyway, what are you going to do? Let's do it. You ready with the
ministry?
Ministry. Jesus built my hot rod, and it's all for the Bear Jackson. And all the money goes directly to rich people, which I think is great. They have charities and stuff they throw in there because all that money being thrown around, they couldn't possibly just do that for their own pockets. So they always throw in. And also, this goes to a great cause. Yep.
Uh-huh. People are telling me it's like a cool party, like kind of like the Phoenix Open. But whenever I watch on TV, it's like...
It's the auction.
Yeah, it looks boring
and
as hell.
And it looks crowded. Like, I looked at that
tent. You can go in and out the auction. The partying is on the outskirts.
Yeah, they don't put the cameras over there.
No, they keep all the cars outside when they're rolling them through, and that's pretty neat. But it's gotten so crowded. Nothing will make you feel more like a failure than wandering around and looking at a car. You're like, this is cool. And you hear people talking. I might go as high as $350 on this.
Oh,
it's a Ford. I have $350. You're adorable. Now go get me another donut.
No.
No. Yeah, you feel like a complete, like there's so much money floating around that place. I don't know why women aren't there just.
They're not?
Well, they are, but they're.
Phoenix Open type stuff.
It becomes this weird difference. Like the Phoenix Open thing, guys know the ladies are there searching for husbands. There's women searching for husbands at the Bear Jackson, but guys are singularly focused. Car guys go to car shows for cars. Huh. It's like, I've been there a couple times, and the women are there.
It's after the auction.
They're not getting the attention. Yeah, it's the parties after. But during the auction, the dudes are hyper-focused on the vehicles. Because vehicles now, don't talk back. That's well, why. Because
now there's all those offshoot auctions that happen, that, you know, a couple of weeks right around this time.
Russo Steel and the other one up there.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
The Fort McDowell one.
There's loads of great ones. Yeah. But, yeah, dudes who want to auction and buy cars will look at the list, but they're not getting the attention. The cars are the answer. And so the ladies have to be extra whorish, and right now that's frowned upon. So Phoenix Open coming up next week. They'll be right back at it. Hashtag why not me too. Hashtag me too at the Phoenix Open is can my friend come. Hashtag me too. Yeah, bring him. All right.
I've only got one ticket.
What about him? Hashtag me too.
No.
You're going to go home with her? Me too.
It's perfect that they have the Barrett Jackson right before the Phoenix Open, because then he can just drive his 1914 Rolls Royce.
Oh, man. And the thing had gold underneath. I'm like, they leafed the whole thing. Like, they knew 130 years from now, this thing's going to be worth a fortune to some idiot. Put gold all over it. They didn't even know cars were going to work then. They thought maybe they'd advance to some sort of, this would be just a joke. Nope, Rolls Royce knew back then. No, we're going to be a name for a long time. There was a couple of really, that was a neat, it's a neat show, but it's so crowded. I don't like crowds, and that thing is just insane how big that is. We should throw Seven Dust on it and call it a U-Fest one year. Take all the credit. Let's do it. Jesus built my hot rod. Barrett Jackson, BJ Parking, no longer the signs you see on the 101, which I always hate to see those come
they
down.
Took them away?
Yeah, no, well, they don't have it anymore, so it's over. So BJ Parking is...
Oh, they're... Oh. Yeah. I thought you meant like they figured it out finally.
No, they still do it. BJ Event, BJ Event next two exits.
Come up with a bigger sign to do it, to spell it out.
The big one's over the top. BJ Event this weekend, traffic slow. Wow. The city rules.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?